Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy feast, everyone. You're one of those who likes to write down the name of the speaker. Please note that there is no U in my last name. Nobody ever thought to put a U in Osborne until Ozzy came along. And we have nothing in common that I'm aware of. I'm certainly no celebrity or musician or anything like that. So note that there is no you. I get that so often anymore. What will you want to talk to Jesus Christ about when you first meet him? Well, we do have an example in the Bible of two men, Moses and Elijah, who had a chance to talk to him in the kingdom. It's in vision, of course, and it's the transfiguration. If you'll open your Bibles to Luke, the ninth chapter, we'll read verses 27 to 31. Well, we've always considered the transfiguration to be a millennial setting. And in Luke 9, verse 27, says Jesus speaking, says, "I tell you that truly there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God." Now it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings that he took Peter, John, and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered. In Matthew's account, it says that his face shone like the sun, and his robe became white and glistening. And behold, two men talked with him who were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory. So again, we know that this is a time of the kingdom of God, because no man in the flesh can look upon God and live. We know 1 John 3, verse 2 says, "When he is revealed," as when Jesus Christ is revealed, "we shall see him like he is, for we shall see him as he is." So they are appeared in glory. So they are glorified at this time. And what did they speak with Jesus Christ about? Appeared in glory and spoke of his decease, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now, isn't it strange to be speaking in a millennial setting about the death of Jesus Christ? I thought we were over and done with that with Passover and the days of unleavened bread. And yet here in the millennial setting, we have Moses and Elijah talking about, and in the Greek, the word spoke is ongoing, meaning the conversation, the topic of the conversation, the ongoing conversation was concerning his death, which he was about to accomplish. So isn't it odd to speak of Christ's death? Let's see why it does make sense. That's what I want to explain here in the sermonette. Why does it make sense to speak of Christ's death at the Feast of Tabernacles when we're picturing the millennium? Let's go to Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5 and beginning in verse 1. "And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals?' No one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. So I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, 'Don't weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals.' And I looked." You know, he's scanning the assembly of all the beings who are at this meeting. And he's looking for a lion. He's scanning the assembly, the audience. Where is the lion? "And behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb." Stood a lamb. He doesn't see a lion, but he sees a lamb, as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he came and took the scroll. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll, to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God." Actually, it should be "have redeemed them to God," as a couple of the text manuscripts have "redeemed them to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made them kings and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." So it was because of the death, the redeeming death of Jesus Christ, that the saints will be made kings and priests when Christ comes to rule. "I looked and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.'" It was because of Christ's death, that sacrificial death, that he is able to receive the kingdom, to come to this earth and establish the kingdom of God, the government of God, once more on the earth. "And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, 'Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever.'" Wow. You know, this is how we're able to look forward to the meaning of the Feast of Tabernacles, because of the death of Jesus Christ. Let's go to 1 Corinthians now. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And begin in verse 21. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 21. "For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive." So those who come up in the second resurrection have Jesus Christ to thank for their resurrection. You know, that second resurrection, the white throne judgment period, those people coming up wouldn't come up if it hadn't been for the successful sinless life of Jesus Christ and then his death to make that all possible. So while celebrating the feast, meditating on the glories of the coming kingdom of God to this earth, about inheriting the world and the universe, let us always humbly and gratefully remember at the same time that this world, or this coming wonderful world tomorrow, would never be possible for us apart from Christ's sacrificial death and as our Passover lamb.